was reading a little bit about that the airstrikes, Israel's airstrikes that took place early Saturday. Iran's Russian-made air defense equipment stopped few, if any, of those missiles that Israel launched from 100 jet fighters. So I want to ask Joseph Lindsley about this as soon as we get connected, because those Israeli airstrikes also battered the reputation of Russian military equipment, which has already been pummeled by poor performance during Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. We have Joe on the line now. Joe, I don't know if you just heard me talk about those Israeli airstrikes and how the Russian made air defense equipment failed.
Yes, Bob, I did not hear you, and I'm glad we're connected now. You know, it's so strange. I had no problem with the internet all morning. You know, it's 2:20 in the afternoon here because we did not change our clocks. No, Ukraine changed the clocks, and you haven't changed your clocks yet. Mm-hmm. But I had no problem with internet all day. And then, of course, right when I tried to check in with your team, everything shuts down, and even my backup, nothing was working. Mm. So I'm glad that it was very strange, and who knows what that could be. And you know, I think we've seen, you know, that's why it's very important to pay attention to. I mean, even the fact that we're talking about, you know, Russian-made air defense, you know, in a situation in the conflict in the wars with Israel and Hezbollah and Hamas. I mean, you know, there's ample evidence pretty much every week of the collusion of the powers in Moscow and Tehran and Hamas as well. And then, of course, with North Korea and Beijing. Ample evidence, and you know, that they're mutually assisting each other, and even going back to, and there still has not been a lot of investigations on this topic, which brings me to the main topic of today. But you know, October 7th, 2023. Firstly, October 7th is Vladimir Putin's birthday. You know, and he's long known to be someone obsessed with dates and numerology, and you know that October 7th Hamas attack upon Israel was a gift to Russia, because during that time, Ukraine, that was one of those windows of opportunity when Ukraine had really created a lot of possibility for victory. Ukrainians had liberated, you know, areas that Russians had occupied, and Ukrainians were winning the Battle of the Black Sea. And, you know, we were expecting all this big infrastructure attacks starting in that fall of 2023, and nothing happened. Russia was weakened. And so the power move, it seems, was, well, once Hamas attacked Israel, that diverted resources and attention from Ukraine. And so even going back to that, and I think there has not been a lot of reporting on what led up to October 7th vis-a-vis Russia. What was Russia doing? But we do see reporters doing lots of in-depth reporting in a way that hurts Ukraine very often. And for example, and I just saw a video of, I would say, an exasperated and deep, frustrated President Zelensky speaking about an American leak. And this is regarding a story in the New York Times today saying that Zelensky secretly, when he made his victory plan, his latest victory plan pitch to Washington, there were secret parts of that that were not supposed to be public. And one of those was that he asked for these long, super long range Tomahawk missiles with a range of more than 1,500 miles. That's more than seven times the range of the smattering of attack-ems that the U.S. has given to Ukraine. And so Zelensky was, you know, really pushing for the tools that he says Ukraine needs to turn this around. But that was not meant to be public. And so today, the New York Times has a story revealing that. So someone, it seems, in the Biden administration has leaked this information. The headline of this piece is, "With Limited Options, Zelensky Seeks a Path Forward for Ukraine." It was written by Kim Barker, and three others, Kim Barker, Eric Schmidt, Stephen Erlanger, and Anton Troyanovsky. And Kim Barker is a New York Times reporter here in Kyiv. She just arrived pretty recently. Interestingly, she was played by Tina Fey in the movie Whiskey Tango Foxtrot for her reporting in Afghanistan. But here the New York Times is putting a lot of their top reporters, you know, on this type of investigative story, not looking at the Russian collusion with Hamas, for example, but looking at, you know, trying to find out what were the secret parts of Zelensky's victory plan. And it's, you know, what is their motivation to do so is the question on the minds of Ukrainians. And President Zelensky said, and I encourage people to try to look it up. You can easily find it if you look on X. President Zelensky says, regarding the Tomahawk missile leak, that the fact that he asked for this, Zelensky said, quote, "It was confidential information between Ukraine and the White House. How do we understand this messages?" In other words, how do we understand that the fact that this leak happened? And then Zelensky continued, "So it means that between partners, there are no confidential things." And, you know, it was almost painful to hear Zelensky speak in that way, you know, because he's been such a good diplomat, you know, trying to manage all the different interests. But he seemed in this video, in his response to whoever from the Biden administration leaked the secret parts of his victory plan, President Zelensky seemed extremely frustrated and even sad that this is the state that we are in 2.5 years into this.
Very understandable that he would feel that way. And as far as your connection issues, just when we're ready to go on the air, it seems like it's not a coincidence. Very suspect, especially as you've mentioned, because of the way radio gets out around the world these days. Ukraine soldiers listen to this in the trenches. So, you know, it wouldn't be surprising if the Russians were, too.
Yeah, I mean, sure. And, you know, there is widespread talk in Kyiv, and there has been the past few months, that sort of the spy apparatus of the Russians has returned. You know, in the early days of the full-scale invasion back in 2022, you know, there were Russians operating here leading up to the full-scale invasion. And then during those first weeks, Ukrainians, you know, did a very diligent job of cleaning that up. But now more and more sort of anecdotally from many, especially from Americans, but also Ukrainians I know here, there's a higher sense of alert that there are operatives perhaps working for the Kremlin, but, you know, not so obvious this time, not actually Russians. And so there is, this is, I mean, just as you can see here in Zelensky's voice, this is a time of a new type of heightened tension. And, you know, and then we see, you know, this, I don't know how many people saw the cover of the New Yorker magazine this month. They had Navalny's widow. And, you know, she's feted by the West and speaks at all these panels, and, you know, on the cover of the New Yorker. She was on The View, I think, last week. And she said in an interview with German media yesterday, they said, "Should the West send weapons to Ukraine?" And here was her answer. "It's hard to say. The bombs are hitting Russians, too." And I think, you know, we're seeing that a lot of these people that claim to be on the side of freedom really haven't been. And I think that's why we see Zelensky's frustration in those remarks today.
Joseph, we appreciate you taking us behind the headlines and also keeping us up to date on what's going on there in Ukraine. Thank you, as always.
I hope to be around to do it tomorrow. Until tomorrow.
Yeah, we hope too.